systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Gentle. Today is Monday, February 21st, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 462, the day after the three-year anniversary party episode. What's up, everybody? Join us live, thegamhole.com/live, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Of course, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Got a guest, if you've been watching at thegamhole.com/poetryvids. The latest batch from the Valentine's Day theme, those are up, and if you watch those, you will have seen this gentleman, Robbie.
How's it going?
What's up, Robbie?
Hey.
I met you at the Poetry Slam. You're actually friends with Ben.
Yeah, it's such a small world up in Montana.
Right, Ben's been on the show. Ben was our period for a little while. If you go to thejamhole.com/people, see the guest list, you can see the episodes Ben's been on. Did he tell you anything about what we do here?
Not really.
Have you been warned?
Yeah, I heard that some interesting things get said, but it was kind of left open-ended, as it often is with Ben.
Yeah. That will happen.
Have you at least caught a show before?
Yeah. I watched that last show, or listened. I don't know, like on my little phone, there's no video, so I was assuming it's just audio, but
it's video if you have an app. You gotta have the unofficial Justin TV app.
Right,
you can watch
it
on the droids, of course. If you have Flash, you can just go to the site and watch it. But
okay.
Yeah, so you got up there, and it was a Valentine's-themed thing, and we all kind of got together a little pro-love, a little anti-love, a little this, a little that, and... Some people, kind of, when they get up there, they're nervous and stuff, and they're real quiet, and you can see the paper shaking in their hand, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And you just, like, got up there and, like, ripped the mic out of the stand and was like, what's up? What was that?
What?
You blew minds that day, Robbie. You blew minds.
I wasn't really sure, because, like, I hadn't performed for a little while, so I think I was shuddering on the inside. Like, that never really goes away, but you try to mask it effectively.
Right. You use that.
Yeah. Well, it's really weird too, because like it stops being terrifying, but it becomes like it's blissful, but it's like
it's a buzz.
The rest of your week becomes a little grayer in comparison because you're so alive for a few fireworks moments.
It's like that first shot of heroin and then forever after you're chasing that first time.
True. It's
I'm still chasing
our live audience shows.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody's walking in, you're like, oh shit. All these people are here to see me. Wait a minute.
I'm still chasing that first time when I performed at Grizzly Jack's and totally forgot my words.
Oh, that was great. That was fucking amazing.
You want a high better than actually performing in front of people? Get up in front of a bunch of people and totally scrub what you were going to do.
Yeah.
And like just sweat it out. That is a terrible rush. Yes, Carl, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Oh my god, tonight's show already started.
Oh my god. Back from the dead, Amham. What the fuck are you doing, SA?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing
Mr.
a podcast.
Jam Hole.
Amham, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm walking home.
Please tell me.
I can't believe I missed the opening. I'm so sorry.
Hey,
I'm
at
about 2 minutes away from my house. Can you just like start over again, please?
I'll see what I can do. You let me know when you get home, okay, Amham?
Okay.
Okay.
Two minutes. Thank you.
Amham, everyone. Fantastic. Haven't heard from that fool in a while.
Yeah, no, it's been a little while. I'm surprised he didn't call on and say, hey, it's Red Fox.
Honestly, I thought the internet assassinated him by now.
Really?
I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I was following him on Twitter, but you can only take so much of the just random nonsense before I'm like, all right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're amusing, but okay, I can't deal with this anymore.
It drives me nuts. I still follow him, but I'm not on Twitter very much anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
I am now. Thank you, Twitter, for finally fucking approving the app again. Twidroid was down like all weekend.
Dude, your life was out. of control.
I wrote about this on the I wrote about this on the show notes about how it took them so long, and for like
you were depressed
for the whole weekend. There was just something off in my world. My chi was totally off.
You were in a hole. You were in like a dark depression. When hole. You like, okay, where's my Twitch
droid? Those of you who have a droid or an iPhone, even if you can customize your home screen, everybody has their home screen the way they want it, and that's focused, that's centered, that's balanced. All is well in the world.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as something gets off with that, my whole life was like upside down. I was at work when the app first got banned, and I parked somewhere, and I spent the next hour at work finding a replacement app that would get me through until this one came back. And I'll tell you what, I was not pleased with what I found. Twitter was like, hey, I know we just banned your favorite app, but here, use ours.
Here.
I'm like, nah,
here you go.
Just out of spite, I'm not going to just use yours.
A lot of people did
that. Even for this time being. A lot of people did, and a lot of people left comments that said, your app is duty garbage, Twitter. This is bullshit. And then everyone went to Seismic and had the same beef I did. Their widget just, it doesn't tie together our home screen. Oh. And man, Sunday night, I swear, I checked the market like every hour. I was like, is it up yet? And then I'd check their blog. I'm like, did they post anything yet? And then I'd like send a Twitter message to the developer. I'm like, so got an ETA yet? I'm just here
you're
at my house
freaking
sweating.
The fuck out.
My day can't move on until I get my app
going
back.
Going through withdrawal.
I know.
From
I almost checked into fucking Pathways. I was like,
from an app.
From an app. That's
Honey,
how much of.
Baby.
Our lives become entwined in these devices.
But that's horrible.
So the question is, if we get to the point where you can actually feed a phone intravenously into you...
He will.
Like,
I was thinking
right?
of ways to take like the Droid X and finding a place on my body big enough to embed that thing. Like,
oh
I know
God.
It can fit somewhere. I'm just working out more until my forearms are big enough to where I can put it in there.
Just right underneath the first layer of skin.
Couple nanos like, over here, couple, you know, just like
dude,
decked out.
Little USB port in the ear.
I'm not the droid you're looking for. No.
It'd be a Persicon.
But it was terrible. And like that had never happened since I've had a droid. Any like the OG one I gave to McNally. I've never had something I use so much get taken away from me so quickly. My life came tumbling down. I'll tell you what.
It's like taking away a child's favorite toy. They're like, ah!
I know. It made me, and I saw some comments like this. They're like, I'm not going to use Twitter anymore. Because of this third-party developed app that got taken away, now we're not even going to use your dirty service. That's it. Done. That might have been me.
Dude.
They're lucky they got it back in time.
Wow.
So that was my
enough about your
that was my weekend. Pretty
Twitter
awesome.
App withdrawal.
Thejamhole.com/poetryvids. Get the check out all those videos. There's a bunch. And on the last one, you'll see Robbie killing some time for us.
Yeah.
Reading some poems off his Droid X.
And seriously, of course, no one calls me all day except for the 15 seconds I'm using my phone.
That was
on
so
stage.
Brilliant.
It's glorious.
And I when I was editing the video, there's a part in there where I'm like, did they have a poem? And I don't think you got what was saying because you're like, I have another poem. I'm like, never mind, dude.
Yeah, I misunderstood. I
like,
thought he was like,
read it.
You don't have
phone.
A poem up there, do you? I'm like, just hold your horses, man.
Like, who is this asshole?
Yeah,
fuck.
Got a heckler already.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I told, honestly, at first, I thought you planned that. Because there's an app that, to get you out of maybe sticky situations, you can tell it to call you in like 5 minutes or in a minute or like right now. And I totally thought you got up there, you're like, call me in 2 minutes. Like, oh, just reading poems off my droid because, you know, I didn't have any more paper. So, oh, is this a phone call? Let me make a joke about this. No, but someone really, that was terrible.
That would be a good way to end, like if you actually didn't have a successful ending to a poem.
Right.
Is just make it about ranting against the phone caller.
See, he did. He has had that high before. You said, you know, get up on stage and fuck up in front of people. Well, he did.
Well, there you go.
He got up on stage fucking trying to read his shit, and somebody called him in the middle of his crap. So.
That, though, honestly, like, I love that place, and I've been there since the very first week. That crowd is the most forgiving crowd you will ever be in front of in your life. It's so great.
And it was weird, too, because, like, the audience, I think after the fact, I realized the audience just wasn't sure when I was, like, ready to say, okay, you clap, like, I'm done. So, like, there was a lot of questionable clapping, but in the moment, I'm like, really? Like, are they just not grooving on this shit? Like,
yeah,
they feel guilty for clapping?
You know? I think, honestly, regardless of what is said up there, you'll get an applause. It's
totally.
It's just that... You got up in front of people and read a poem, which generally, out of any of the English arts, like, poetry is the most personal, I assume. That's, yeah. like, the most... these are my raw thoughts and, you know, whatever form, because poetry can be any fucking bullshit form you can think of.
Totally.
And so when people get up there, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be like mind-blowing content, but just the fact that you got up there and read something from your mind, from your heart, you know, that 9 times out of 10, those people, you know, in your day-to-day, you don't experience anything like that. You just, you say your bullshit every day, sayings, and this is like a chance to be raw, like Eddie Murphy, and just give it to them.
Well, I'm convinced some people are doing that, right on. Yeah. I'm convinced everyone has that in them, man. Like, I got this book called The Artist's Way that gets you going on morning pages. You, like, write for, like, 15 minutes every morning, and all of a sudden, like, you just start soaking up the cool little things in your day. Like, your mind's actually open to, like, being aware that they go
down. It's conditioning, really. You gotta get your mind into that mode.
Well, if I'm ever able to fucking get off work on time to get there, I would love to do it. But it seems like that's just not gonna happen. I actually switched shifts this last Sunday to try and get there, and somebody decided to be an hour late to work. So
nice.
That really fucking sucked. He texted me. He's like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it until 5. I'm like, dude, I switched shifts with you so I could fucking go to this thing that starts at 4, which means I'll be like 10 minutes late anyway. But
thanks,
now you're
anyway.
Making me like an hour and 10 minutes
yeah,
late.
Right.
Thanks, Broseph. Thanks for switching shifts with me, man.
Analyze says, dude, you got to have guts to go up there. Everyone will support you because that's hard to do. And Chris says, they're there to listen. Why would they bash you? Well, right. I don't know. Sometimes I'm there and I'm just like, shut up. Get off. Just shut up. Okay, I get it. Shut up.
That's great.
But no, for the most part, I do. I enjoy it. And I hear it more than anyone else, I think, because I'm going through the footage and I'm editing that stuff. So maybe I'm getting kind of jaded to it, but it's still fun. And you meet people like Robbie. Yeah.
And this is awesome, by the way. So, like, for those of you listening, I've never been on a podcast before in my life.
Did you know what a podcast was?
Vaguely. I kind of knew that...
From having an iPod? It has a podcast section? I've never been in there, but I got it.
I have it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have the capability to get it.
So, what's your background? Doing slam
even
poetry?
When I was in college, there's Revolution Cafe in Bryan College Station where A&M goes down. I did poetry back when, and then I spent a year and a half in Austin. And let me tell you, anyone out there, if you don't know anything about slam poetry, it's a blend of ranting, stand-up comedy, and poetry, and it's...
Well, honestly,
kicking the balls. It's
slam
good.
Poetry is a different genre depending on which location you're at. Like,
true.
The slam poets from New York have totally different material from the West Coast ones, totally different from, like, you know, it's locale-based, but I do enjoy the comedic side of it. Like, not the, my daddy touched me, here's, I'm going to describe that experience to you in 10,000 different words right now, and we're all going to have a cry. Like, and that's fun once in a while, but, you know, for the most part, the real energetic, entertaining stuff is better.
It's true.
But you're a comedian also, I heard.
Well, you do a little stand-up.
Here's your chance. We got judges watching. Stand-up, go.
Okay. Well, in the interest of talking about poetry, I'll do something on the stage here. All right. There's an A to Z list. Okay, if you're ever out there and someone says, okay, make a list poem that's A to Z, that's not boring. That's really actually a lot harder to do. So anyways, this is, okay, I can't call this my own, but this one stuck with me when I heard it. This is an A to Z partial list of objects used to transport opium and heroin, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. Great. Here we go. Americans, bars of soap, bathtubs, bras, condoms, cadavers, daughters, diplomats, duck eggs, envelopes, fountain pens, fuel tanks, guitars, horns from exotic animals, hacky sacks, intestines, jumbo shrimp, jello, kittens, loaves of bread, luggage, medicines, Mexicans, nuts, objects del art, plaster busts, picture frames, quilts, rice, sons, soldiers' wounds, typewriters, underwear, ventilator shafts, vaginas, wives, winos, x-ray resistant suitcases, you... Zambians, Zippos. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Jesus fucking
judges,
Christ.
I'm sorry, you lost. Good try, though. No, that was good. I enjoyed that.
That's Jeff Stumbo's, but that's...
I notice a lot of, like, underground rappers like to do that, too, as kind of a, like, look how good I am, and then they'll go through the alphabet and focus
on,
I know Blackalicious was the first one I ever heard to do that with
Blackalicious?
Chemical Calisthenics, or whatever that's called, and... Then that other guy I just saw on Facebook do it, which was pretty impressive, but I don't know. I think if you just sat down with a dictionary, like, you could do that, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's already alphabetized for you. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, or just, like, grab a rhyming dictionary and treat it like... Okay, do you ever see Beautiful Mind? You know, he's, like, looking at the wall of numbers and the, like, military wants him to decode it?
Yeah,
just treat the words like that and, like, find, like,
is that
the
how
code
you write?
Behind it. Sometimes.
I rap like that sometimes. Yeah. I just, like, in my mind is this 3D, like, cube of just different, like... ending sounds. It's not words particularly, though. It's like sounds, and then like I'm just kind of putting them together, and sometimes this is good and sometimes this is not so bad. You throw enough shit at the wall, some of it sticks, right?
Amen.
Sometimes.
So we got to hang out pretty much all weekend.
I know.
You just making up for lost time, or
no,
try and get your money's worth.
Sure. No,
it's because
my uncle happens to be in the hospital, so
hey,
I have
3-year anniversary
to spend with you.
That was a good party.
Yes,
me and you.
It was
a little party here.
A little party hardy.
I enjoyed that.
Yes, and I ache from it still.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
But it was good.
So we came here and we watched this movie, and I kind of posted about this. I just want to talk about it for a minute.
And when I say God, I mean God.
It's an older movie. I mean, in the scheme of things, it's not really, but it's been out for a while. It's called Religulous by the great Bill Maher. I've heard about it tons. I've just never gotten around to seeing it. I've had it here forever.
Yeah.
And we just never watched it. And dude, the one thing I learned from this movie, if you ever, ever... want to make someone just feel really stupid inside, ask them questions that make them really think. I mean, like,
really
think about the tenets of their belief system and their faith. Bill Maher does this so perfectly, and I don't know.
Ask them questions you know they don't have answers to. That's always the best. Watch them fucking sweat.
Oh, man.
And
I don't
know
if it was
fucking stew.
If it was the way they edited it together. Like, I want to see the uncut footage of how long Bill Maher sat there awkwardly staring at this ex-Juice for Jesus guy or whatever. Because that was just priceless.
What was this? Was this guy, that one guy, was he a governor or what was he?
Oh, yeah, the governor of some place in Alabama, I want to say.
He said he was, like, joking around saying something, and then the governor looks at him and goes, well, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to take an IQ test to get this position.
Yeah.
And he was
goes,
joking. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And
Bill
then
Maher?
Bill just stares at him like, did you just fucking say that? And then his facial expression,
like,
the governor,
oh,
just changes to complete, like,
oh, shit.
I fucked up. I really fucked up.
I was
up
never
here.
Very good at leaving sound bites.
Yeah,
but he did. He honestly, he looked like the guy that, like, went to college on mom and dad's dime, played football, maybe got an injury, and then mom and dad set him up
yeah.
in this position.
You don't
like,
have to take an IQ test.
Like Jeb Bush.
Get this job.
He reminds me of that. Like, the Bushes were just like, we'll give him Florida. There. Just go.
Bless his little heart.
You're not getting. Bless his little. Exactly, right? Bless his little heart. He's not. What damage could he do?
He
it's our most fucked
this.
Up state. I mean, what's he going to do? It's fine.
Dude, that movie was
pretty brilliant.
Pretty epic.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the awkward squirming. I enjoyed how educational it was.
It's faith. Gotta have faith.
It's faith. So awesome.
Jews are the reason why I became a Christian. I love Jews.
Yeah, and the dude that's like, I am Jesus. And he's like, well, most people think that, you know, it's a reincarnation of the original one. He's like, no, it got passed down the family lines and I'm the new Jesus.
Right?
Okay, Jesus, right? Sure.
Yeah, just because your fucking family named you Jesus, you think you're Jesus?
And then they get into what we always talk about, where, like, if people consider this a legitimate thing, like, so many people... go to church and it's you're not viewed as being silly for the most part if you believe that, but then if you do something like kill your child in and say that God told you to do it, just like Abraham back in the biblical days, mm-hmm. then you're crazy.
Right
So you can have the belief system up until the part where this belief starts interacting with reality, and then it's no good. But it's okay to let it run our governments and all that, right?
I know, right?
Isn't that weird?
Did you hear that one lady? She's like, well, I'm going to vote for so-and-so because of his beliefs.
Exactly. I'm sorry,
she's like,
but
I don't know anything about politics, but I'm going to vote for him because of what he believes in.
I wanted to kill myself after watching this show.
Like,
I was
are
just
you serious?
So sad and depressed that this is how shit is getting run, that these people... have no logical thought process whatsoever.
I felt kind of good just for the simple fact that I got to see, you know, that dude Bill just completely tear apart it's these just religious
like
nuts.
Whenever you have any like big, giant, important question, you're like, well, I'm going to go in the back office and convene with God and see what he wants me to do.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, you need to logically think about, because they just sit back there and wait. And then, like he said, there is no God, really, so that gap is filled in by people. And people are corrupt, naturally, and so these people go on to do fucked up shit because they think it's God telling them when it's this guy with an agenda telling them.
It's so great crazy. When he talked about, like, what was it, the whale thing or whatever?
Yeah, he's like, Jonah wasn't stuck in a whale, it was a big fish.
Oh,
he's
that
like,
makes so much more sense.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
It was a big fish, it was a very large fish, and he lived in there for 3 days. He's like, oh, they do it all the time, they have fucking whale spas, you know.
Right, and this kind of goes into our first story here, Burger sent to us, speaking of religion, just how fucked up it can get. You guys know who the Westboro Baptist Church is, right? God hates fags. They're the guys, the church that protests the army funerals, that kind of shit. Well, Anonymous is apparently has the Westboros on their radar, which is not a good place to be. You guys know who Anonymous is. That's that group that just hacks the shit out of shit. When MasterCard and Visa and PayPal stopped doing the WikiLeaks thing, they DDoS that. Like, they're very organized, but they're very spread out. Like, I like them. I think they do good work.
All right.
Not just because I don't want them to hack our shit. You guys do good work. So, Anonymous sent a letter to the Westboro Baptist Church. I have the letter here. I would like to... I had the letter. Okay.
God.
This is so amazing. So... they basically put up the anti-gay fundamentalist church on notice. They're like, this is how it's going to be, and that the damage incurred will be irreversible, and that, quote, neither your institution nor your congregation will ever be able to fully recover. Now, this church, it's led by Fred Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps, has drawn particular attention for carrying out anti-gay protests at funerals of military servicemen with signs celebrating the deaths of the soldiers, with signs like, quote, God hates the USA, or, quote, thank God for 9/11. The group operates a website with the URL godhatesfags.com. So, so awesome.
Godhatesfags.com.
Godhatesfags.com.
That's great.
Yes, I appreciate that
so much.
And like, that's a church, right? Like, your basic love everyone and be nice and turn the other cheek. They're like,
well, in that movie it completely proved everything wrong about that. I mean, like, one of the first things you see is a fucking, you know, trucker's church.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, you got a problem with my religion, you got a problem with me.
The
like,
gets up.
Yeah, you know, like, really? Isn't religion, you know, supposed to teach you about kindness and loving everyone and, you know, trying to, you know, save
okay,
them
check
and shit?
This out. That's
you
a
don't
great
try to punch
idea.
Them in the face as soon as they fucking debate your shit.
That's a good idea, but when your religion specifically says from your God, your head honcho, you will not have any other gods, and anyone who doesn't believe this is going to hell, that instantly makes everyone else that doesn't believe what you believe an enemy. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
And if you have people that are like, not, yeah, exactly. If they're religious and they're nice to you and they know you're not religious, they're not really being nice.
Right.
Because in
they're
their
being
mind,
tolerant.
You're going to hell.
Yeah.
And they're better than you for that.
And that pisses me off. Like, really? You're not better than me. I'm sorry.
So, the letter to the congregants of Westboro Baptist Church, we, the collective super consciousness known as Anonymous, the voice of free speech and the advocate of the people, have long heard you issue your venomous statements of hatred, and we have witnessed your flagrant and absurd displays of intimidable bigotry and intolerant fanaticism. We have always regarded you and your ilk as an assembly of graceless sociopaths and maniacal chauvinists and religious zealots, however benign, who act out for the sake of attention and in the name of religion. Being such aggressive proponents for the freedom of speech and freedom of information as we are, we have hitherto allowed you to continue preaching your benighted gospel of hatred and your theatrical exhibitions of not only your fascist views, but your utter lack of Christ-like attributes. Preaching your benighted, you have condemned the men and women who serve... Cut that out. Take two.
Got
you have
it.
Condemned the men and women who serve, fight, and perish in the armed forces of your nation. You have prayed for and celebrated the deaths of young children who are without fault. You have stood outside the United States National Holocaust Museum condemning the men, women, and children who, despite their innocence, were annihilated by a tyrannical embodiment of fascism and unsubstantiated repugnance.
Damn.
Rather than allowing the deceased some degree of peace and respect, you instead choose to torment, harass, and assault those who grieve. Your demonstrations and your unrelenting cascade of disparaging slurs, unfounded judgments, and prejudicial innuendos, which apparently apply to every individual numbered amongst the race of man except for yourselves, has frequently crossed the line which separates freedom of speech to every from deliberately utilizing the same tactics and methods of intimidation and mental and emotional abuse that have been previously exploited and employed by tyrants and dictators, fascists, and terrorist organizations throughout history. Anonymous cannot abide this behavior any longer. I love how they take it upon themselves. They're like, you know what? We're done with this.
We gotta put a stop to this right
That's
now.
That's so awesome.
The
time for us to be idle spectators in your inhumane treatment of fellow man has reached its apex, and we shall now be moved to action. Thus, we give you a warning. Cease and desist your protest campaign in the year 2011, return to your homes in Kansas, and close your public websites. Should you ignore this warning, you will meet with the vicious retaliatory arm of Anonymous. We will target your public websites, and the propaganda and detestable doctrine that you promote will be eradicated. The damage incurred will be irreversible, and neither your institution nor your congregation will ever be able to fully recover. It is in your best interest to comply now, while the option to do so is still being offered. Because we will not relent until you cease the conduction and promotion of all your bigoted operations and doctrines.
Now, you know they're not going to stop.
Fred Phelps is a pig-headed motherfucker.
No, they're
going
to see this and be like, we need to grow stronger and blah, blah, blah. So we need to fucking rise
against the wrath of God.
What's that?
Or you must taste the fiery wrath of God.
So they're going to pray for God to destroy Anonymous. Meanwhile, Anonymous is just hacking the fucking shit. They're like, pray for more firewalls. Pray more hack inspection. We're going down. The front lines have been breached. Pray for another IIS server. This is getting out of hand.
Like, pray for a better IT guy.
What are you? I know. Like, how are you going to fight this? You cannot fight. Do you know how many people... The warning has been given. What happens from here shall be determined by you. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Wow. That's pretty fucking
If I
epic.
Was them, I would be a little... I would be praying. I would definitely be praying right now.
Woohoo.
I just thought...
do a whole lot of good.
Now, the problem, of course, goes to the free speech issue. They're on the side of free speech, but saying that this goes over the line. But a lot of people are going to say, who are they to decide what the line is?
Mm-hmm.
Some people would find some acts that Anonymous does over the line by their standards. So mm-hmm. who sets the standards? Obviously, we can all agree that these people are completely detestable and should be shut down. But the Christians say that about the abortion providers or whatever.
Right.
So are they right? Because so that's where you get into this whole
chicken and the egg.
So what do you think? Should this? I mean, there's really no right and wrong, really, if you have freedom of speech to be behind. But if you're using that freedom of speech to push these, for lack of a better word, evil ideas, then is that okay? Or should freedom of speech apply just as equally to evil as it does to good?
You know, just discussing it, you know, you can't see this at home because I don't have a camera on me, but I'm actually bleeding from the ears trying to...
Right?
Yeah. Answer.
We're going to need about 50,000 cc's of, what are you, OB positive?
I should look into what I am.
A? I don't know.
I think that freedom of speech should be able to be used... by either side. I mean, it shouldn't be discriminatory towards either.
So then you just say, if in your speech that is free, protected by the government, you piss a bunch of people off and they attack you, that's your problem.
Right. You know, you're allowed to say that, but we're not responsible for the repercussions that might happen after you fucking say that.
Good luck, sucker.
Yeah, because people could say that about our show. Like, well, you hide behind freedom of speech. It's like, well... That's true. We don't hide behind it, but we are free to say whatever we want.
Right, right.
But do we take it to that extreme as what they're doing?
No.
Some people would say, yeah.
Depends on what we're talking
about. The baby stuff?
Yeah, I guess some people, if the wrong person stumbled upon the wrong show, which is like every other show, that we bash on fucking babies and stuff, you know, people having kids and that genre.
See, and Chris has a point. He says you're then finding yourself using coercion rather than free speech. So when does that speech cross the point into manipulation and propaganda and brainwashing and all that? Because they showed these people on Religulous, and the one lady was like, we don't hate the gays, God does. And she, like, blank look in her face, like totally wiped, wiped clean. So
then are you going to totally go and be friends with a gay dude? Because God hates him, not you. Right,
but that's your God. And maybe God just told you to kill all the gays. Now what?
Now you're going to jail.
That's a problem, then.
You're going to go get ass raped for the rest of your life. How do you like that? How shitty would that be?
Shit.
You're fucking, you get thrown in prison because God told you to kill gay people, and now you're in prison getting ass raped.
And God's in there like,
a sentence of life.
I could have sworn that spell worked. They should not have been able to see you.
Right?
I cast +5 invisibility all the time. All the time. I got a bunch of peeping Tom Peds I support back home there.
So, while we're talking about this, while it's on topic, okay, so hopefully my dad actually never hears this particular podcast. But okay, so my dad's from good old boy, South Alabama. You know, like he's come a long way. But at the time, you know, it's like we shake hands in this house, right. We don't hug. So okay, so he has, you know, his bias, whatever.
Does he have a Bible belt?
No, you know, he's come a long way.
Did you used to get beat with the Bible belt when you did wrong?
No,
as a child?
I lucked out. My mom's Jewish.
Nice.
I
and that's its own cup of tea. But like, okay, so
I got my big screen taken away. Oy vey.
This again. So I've kind of wanted to fuck with him just for the sake of fucking with him. I've, you know,
let's
straight.
Call him up right now. What's
well, no,
his
no, no. So I'm straight, but I want to bring home like a 300-pound African American tranny and just be like, Dad, cherry blossom, Dad. You know, and just like and just watch him have a stroke, and after the fact, we resuscitate him.
Are you trying to kill him or okay? Because that might do it.
Yeah.
Or are you trying to get
it? Would it be worth the story, though, you know?
That is a good story.
That's a good story to read on the show.
It's a pretty good story. Especially when your dad pulls out the 9 million, pops 4 in her fucking big tranny head.
Right.
Like, what kind of joke was that, son? Now we gotta hide the body.
Fetch the lie. Again, damn it, Dad. The third one this month.
Dude.
And being Jewish is even weirder. I'm going to say that if someone says the phrase, oh man, that guy Jewed me out of money, I can't look at him and be like, that's our word.
That's
you know?
Our word. Does that happen a lot here in Montana?
I've heard it said a couple times. You were there at the poetry thing.
Hey, be thankful you're not black.
That's true. Is it
they
pretty
are mean
big
up here.
Really?
They're mean.
Dude, okay, in Florida, in the Gulf of Mexico, the Goliath grouper used to be called the Jewfish, and that was the actual name. Because
it would take your bait and give you nothing in return.
I'm dead serious. Yes, because these
That's
fish
terrible.
Get the size of a Volkswagen Bug. They get up to 1,700 pounds.
Okay,
and so,
I think we've made that joke before. Then.
Well, they would take everything, you know, and they'd come out and eat your bait during a dead tide, and you'd feel like it was a rock, and you pull up your line. There's nothing on it. You're like, what the fuck? My bait's gone. And it was named the Jewfish, and in fucking
Bad Manners says that's no shit fucking Jewfish.
But no, like you would look on, you know, Florida's wildlife fishing game shit and the description or whatever, and it would say Jewfish, and Jews actually rose up against that,
of course,
and made
they
them
did.
Change it, and now it's the Goliath grouper instead of Jewfish.
At least they never had, like, the swordfish be the Jewfish, you know? Because, like, the really long nose.
They named it the Goliath grouper, and, like, one big giant Palestinian got up and was like, I'm offended at that.
Wait, would you rather be made fun of for the Jew nose?
David
or,
was standing
or,
next to him like, shut up.
Or being Jewed out of everything. Which Jew thing you want to go with here?
Yeah, and hey, Jews, it's a stereotype for a reason. Cheap. I mean, I'm just saying.
We're just
cost-efficient.
Cost-efficient is a positive attribute.
That's true. So to finish this up here, they say Anonymous is a group of aggressive hackers or hacktivists that can back up their threats. The group is credited with a series of controversial, widely publicized protests and DDoS attacks, distributed denial of service. Victims of Anonymous include the Church of Scientology, and more recently, the internet security firm HB Gary Federal. Fred Phelps Westboro Baptist Church is infamous for their love crusades, obnoxious displays of insensitivity and homophobia at the funerals of fallen American soldiers. The controversial, if monotone, message of the love crusade seems to be to blame everything that is wrong in the world on the Jews. No, on homosexuality. What's worse, the Jews or homosexuality?
Thank you for that.
The Crusades are part of a hate-based mission started in Kansas by the WBC and Fred Phelps. The church exists in order to picket the funerals of various Americans, including many people who have died of AIDS. Their mission is a confused attempt to demonstrate against the, quote, fag lifestyle and other random homophobic rants. The Westboro Baptist Church is notorious for its God hates fag signs and the picketing of soldiers' funerals. You just said that. Thank you. Don't write reports when you're high. They have made a name for themselves preaching. It makes me reading them while high really hard. They made a name for themselves preaching a hate-filled gospel so obnoxious, most Christians reject their teaching. So. There you go. I hope they destroy them. On the other hand, I hope freedom of speech prevails. Can I say that?
I don't know what's going to happen here, but I'm sure we will be here to read about it.
Bad Manner says, "Guy, I can't wait for Anonymous to fuck Westboro Baptist Church five ways to Sunday."
That would be pretty cool. That'll be really nice. Wait.
Oh fuck! And yeah, here on the comments, they say it's a tax-free hate group because they believe in God. So, and I fully agree with that. If you're using God to get a tax-free status just so you can do shit like this, like, that's fraud.
Well, did you see on that movie Religulous and stuff? Like, he made a good point. He's like, you kind of dress like rock stars and stuff like that. He's like, you know, when he looks at the fucking temples and shit, he's like, do you think that's what God had in mind? Yeah. Are you humbling yourself before God with this huge-ass temple and your fucking $2,000 suit with your fucking, you know, bling and everything all over the place? Like, oh, you know, my followers want me to look good. I need to look good for my followers and blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, why? Why can't you just look like another normal person? He's like, you're supposed to humble yourself before God. And he was like, well, this is humbling.
I always remember that from when I went to the schools and stuff, that the Sadducee was in there standing up and like praising and like being like, look at me, I'm praising God. And the Jew was in there all humble, kneeling down. And they said, you know which one God listened to? Neither, because he doesn't exist. But in the story, you know which one he listened to? The humble Jew. The moral of the story? Be humble. Don't be a big ego dick.
Right, right.
Don't be egotistical.
I mean, if they really believe in their religion, then they shouldn't be doing that in the first place. You know, right. they shouldn't be fucking going out and basically dressing like rock stars and pimps and whatever.
Yep. And like we said, at that point, you both can say whatever you want. What it comes down to is whoever has the best infrastructure to handle the people that you piss off when doing that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So glad I don't have religion in my life.
I know. It makes things so much more easy.
What did he say in the movie? He was like, you know, having faith is, or not having faith or religion is actually a blessing. And he's like, they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, it seems like you had to have, you know, been in a really bad place to have.
Everyone finds
saved.
God in jail.
Yeah. They're like, he's like, you know, you go to prison. He's like, that's where I found God. He's like, you know, I don't want to go to prison. So, you know, or like, you know, I was almost dead and I found God, or like, you know, oh, this tragedy happened and I found God. You know, something life-changing happened.
That seems
kind
of shady. You know who else operates like that? Cults.
Yes. Because you're down at your lowest of lows and
you're
willing
vulnerable.
To fucking take in anything that people are saying to you.
How do you think Skull Church is so popular here? They prey on those kids whose parents have just gone through divorce. Or
right, it's brainwashing. You're so vulerable.
I have to interject.
Do you know Skull Church?
No. I went one time because the girl that invited me was really cute. Anyways, moving on. So this is my little piece of
the things you
anecdote.
Guys do for pussy.
I never meet. We went to talk about it on the show. Fuck that. I'm interested, though.
Okay,
please.
Number one, first off, the fact that this place needs security, and not like, oh, we just look after the place. I mean, like, shirt-wearing security.
Like a concert security,
concert
right?
security. Yeah. I went to the bathroom, and I came back out, and the security guy stopped me. He's like, no, you have to wait till he finishes. And he's like, the guy was in the middle of his sermon, and I'm standing in the back waiting to be allowed to sit back down in my chair.
Oh, my God.
That's wow. Just, it's still,
It's creepy.
Because you couldn't walk back through.
Just like, come in. I just want to sit down. Please.
I'll suck your dick, man. Just let me out.
I love you long time.
Yeah, that place is completely out of fucking control, though. And the people that are in there, they're like these dark emo kids who just have nowhere else to go. And the church is like, we'll be your friend.
Just buy some merch at the club.
And then they just brainwash them. Because they're cool. They're hip. They're in. They're like the new extreme guy.
They want something to be involved in to where they feel like they're a part of something.
It fills that God-sized hole that's in your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And weirdly enough, they have a lot of money, but they never actually have a sound guy that puts the volume to good levels.
Right.
So it's just loud enough that it's slightly making you nauseous.
Yeah. That's all the God. You're just not... Your body's not prepared to handle all of this God.
I must cleanse first.
I love how Bill Maher answers that, though. He's like, well, if I was God, I would just make people without the hole to begin with.
Right?
Mind totally blown. Next church. So awesome.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, speaking of God, he made the human body. Did you know I have 10 things about the human body here I bet you didn't know.
Okay.
12. Yeah.
I have 12. I might know some of them. Let's bring it on. Come on. I watch those fucking medical shows constantly. Let's
do
this.
Okay. Number one.
Fuck you, Oprah, for ruining Discovery Health. I hate you. whatever.
Number one, the hurricane grade sneeze. What is the highest record of human sneeze ever?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
165 kilometers per hour.
Cool.
Huh?
Okay.
All right, number two. How many times will your heart beat if you live to be about 70?
All right, I don't know.
3 billion times. Wow. Okay.
Damn.
That is a lot.
Number three. Smiling is easier than frowning. Did you
I
know
knew that?
That. Takes
Come
about
on.
50%. Okay. Number four, dermal deflection.
Mm-hmm. Thermal deflection.
Skip the antibacterial soap. Your skin produces antibacterial chemicals to keep germs at bay.
I knew that.
That's right. Number five, the spit machine. Your body manufactures 2 to 6 cups of salvia.
Yep.
A day.
Yep.
Saliva. Sorry.
If it was producing salvia, I'd be walking around fucked up.
I'd be always walking into the center of wherever I was at all the time.
Just,
you ever done salvia?
It scared me
it's
a lot.
It's weird, right? It pulls you into the center of wherever you happen to be at that time.
I'm just going to say if pot's illegal and that's legal, just be consistent.
Right?
That's totally not consistent at all.
Yeah.
You ever have it where, like, you're convinced that the people around the room, like, have a plot against you and you can't let them know that you know?
Too many mushrooms, yeah.
That's salvia, too, though.
That's borderline ego death. And then you're reborn, and then you can start over.
Okay.
All right.
So that's 2 things I knew out of it.
Okay.
Or 3, actually, yeah.
Your lungs need a lot of breathing room. What is the total surface area of the lungs approximately equal to in size?
Don't know.
No idea.
It's your favorite sport.
Football.
Sucking. What?
No way, yours is
worse. Tennis.
Okay.
I'm like, what?
The total surface area of the lungs is approximately equal to the size of a tennis court. Okay.
Wow.
every person has a unique tongue print. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Your stomach produces hydrochloric acid. Oh, look, this picture of a stomach totally has stretch marks.
God.
Nice, guys. I would have photoshopped that out, but okay.
Isn't it weird, too, though, that the hydrochloric acid doesn't burn through you like the acid from aliens and all?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it says that the stomach lining protects the rest of the body by producing a chemical buffer as well as a mucus lining. New extreme mucus lining. Your brain is an energy hog. We all know that. Though it comprises 2% of your body weight, it gobbles up to 20% of your body's energy. That's why I feed it Rockstar New Energy!
God.
Bull semen.
Didn't you just say the other day you need to stop drinking those?
I know.
Because you're starting to piss like fluorescent colors.
And humans have a tail.
Yes.
And as Bootsy Collins once said, a tail ain't nothing but a long bootay. And number 12, your brain is all that stands between you and superhuman strength, also known as hysterical strength.
What?
This phenomenon is what allows small women to lift cars in life or death situation. Really? I've never seen... Do small
so just
women...
Saying, don't think about it. Just don't let your brain get in
you
the way of
you
and
it?
Awesomeness.
Like, I'm going to run through that wall and then just, like, eyes closed, balls to the wall, just do it. And I'll go
is
right...
is if you hit it, you just didn't believe you could hard enough.
That's the... What kind of fallacy is that?
You have to be put in, like, life or death situations for you to, you know, muster up the adrenaline to do it.
Bad Manners says, we call that retard strong down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that was stupid.
Downy strong.
Right. Even more amazing about the human body. We've just revealed oral sex is a bigger cause of throat cancer than tobacco. Tobacco still legal. Marijuana, not oral sex.
So semen's good for you, but the actual
it's the swallowing. It has to be. I mean, if she spits it out, she's okay, though, right? That's the moral.
Right,
story.
You need the semen to go in there and coat the HPV so that a virus spread during oral sex is now the main cause of throat cancer in people under 50 because we're all whores. They say the human papillomavirus spread during unprotected sex is to blame for a disturbing rise in potentially deadly oral cancers in the last few decades.
Hey,
high five, hoes. Where my hoes at? High five.
Just wait till it does the other way and you get like cancer of the dick because
and
she went down on you.
No, except that our bodies were made way better than that and we don't get little cancer if we have a little pesky virus. You know what we do? We kill it!
Yeah!
No, but if you we carry don't kill the it in HPV time? So the bitch can get fucking throat cancer.
Yeah, well.
Asshole.
Maybe be stronger.
Maybe don't carry a virus.
It's just chilling.
Prick.
Hey, equal opportunity. I'm not racist. Why are you being a virus?
It's discriminatory.
You're a virus.
You're
virus. HPV.
You're being virus.
I'm gonna be cancer. I was a tumor. Let's go ahead and bring on cancer. Why not?
Doctors have now called for boys to be vaccinated against HPV, just
nice.
Like teenage girls, to stop the spread of disease, because as we all know, girls just can't keep the dick out of their mouth. HPV is best known as the cause of around 70% of cervical cancers. Huh. How many ball cancers or dick cancers does it cause? Oh, none? Oh, right, because we were built.
Oh.
Yeah! That's... Thanks, God.
Keep blaming all these women, you know,
nah,
blaming
no, I'm
it
totally
on the women
kidding.
Being whores and stuff.
I love
but, you know,
the women.
Do you see a dude fucking denying to put his dick in some chick's
Hey,
twat?
When a dude fucks another dude, he gets AIDS. So you guys got off easy,
that's
I would say.
True.
I
well,
mean,
that is
that's true. That's a fact.
By the way, we actually don't like being called whores. We're sexual enthusiasts.
True.
That's the PC.
Practice makes
and,
perfect.
And yeah. Chicks like being called whores, right?
Well, the ones that fuck for money.
Oh, yeah.
Those no, those whores. Are called escorts.
No.
But I'm going to say, though, I think everyone, as a guy, and you
has
think you can
HPV,
pull it off.
I fully agree.
Well, that too. I think part of them kind of wish they could get away with being an escort in a manner of, like, getting paid by rich old men, women just to play cribbage for, like, $400 an hour and actually go home just having played cribbage.
Because they fall asleep when, before it's time to fuck.
Yeah, just, I forgot. I got my next client. You know,
oh,
places to be.
Hey, did you take your medicine yet? I think I did. No, I don't think you did. Yeah, and trust me, I remember things better than you. Better take your medicine again. That's pretty crazy. Hey, watch out there, guys and girls. You never know what's hiding in that little pee hole, just waiting to pop out and get you.
That's right.
Got the boogeyman just like sitting in his pee hole just waiting.
You know, I don't want to have sex with you now.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
fine.
Imagining
okay.
This little like, you know, AIDS virus popping out of your dick hole.
Just
you know,
like slicing
big finger,
your throat.
You know, F-U. Yeah.
With like a little suicide bomber just like strapped with plastic.
Yeah.
Kill the infidel.
Yeah, that's
just like
much.
Blowing up cervical cancer all up in your biz.
Yeah, yeah, sucks for you.
We need to get rid of that, guys. What's up? What's going on, guys? You're dirty. You got dirty
stop,
dicks.
Stop hiding things in your dick hole and we'll all be fine.
Yeah, right. Cancers of the mouth and oropharynx, the top of the throat, used to be mainly diagnosed in older men who drink or smoke. But increasingly is being seen in younger men. Professor Mara Gillison of Ohio State U said that STD HPV was a bigger cause of some oral cancers than the tobacco. Quote, we don't know from strict scientific evidence whether the vaccine will protect from oral HPV infections that lead to cancer. Those of us in the field are optimistic, because we all have it. It will. The vaccines in every anatomical site looked at so far have been shown to be extraordinarily effective, about 90% effective at preventing infections. 90%? You put your life on the line for 90%? You want the 99.9.
That's right. Or at least 99.
At least.
Well, I already have HPV, so I really don't care.
Well, high five.
High
I don't
fives.
Know where you got that from. Wasn't
you.
Me. You. I'm clean as a whistle.
Maybe every other guy I've probably had whistle. Sex with.
Probably.
And whistles
probably.
Can be dirty.
Whistles are so dirty.
It's been in lots of mouths.
I really don't care. HPV is pretty fucking normal.
Girls aged 12 and 13 are offered the HPV vaccine on the NHS to protect against cervical cancer, a disease that kills nearly 1,000 weak women every year in the UK. The jab is given at school in 3 doses over 6 months. I'm totally kidding, women. I love you. But seriously, God, he'd shortchange you guys. Childbirth.
You just gotta keep in check, dude.
And a weak immune system.
If you find out you have HPV and you're a woman, you just have to, you know, be careful about it. You fucking go in and get checked and stuff. They check your shit. They're like, oh, you got, you know, abnormal cell growth on your cervix or whatever. You fucking take
like,
hormone
hey, no
shit.
No big
and
deal.
No, you take the fucking meds you're supposed to, and it fucking regulates your shit back to normal, and then it doesn't turn into fucking cervical cancer. It's HPV, the human papillomavirus, and it turns into abnormal cell growth, and then it turns to cancer. Hmm. So you catch it at abnormal cell growth, take the shit you're supposed to, which is usually a hormone treatment or some shit like that, and it fucking levels your crap back out, and you don't get the cancer.
Nice. It's yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
It's Red Fox.
Tell me about your HPV, Red Fox.
It's a disease that people get.
No, not HPV, your HPV. Is it clearing up?
Correctional.
What's going on, dude?
I was busy on Friday, but I wanted to congratulate you today on starting your fourth year of doing podcasting.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Better late than never. Congratulations accepted. Thanks.
So I just wanted to say congratulations.
Well, I just want to say thank you.
What about our two-year anniversary? You're not going to congratulate us on that? Fuck you.
Fuck that. Thank you, Red Fox.
I was there for the engagement.
Oh, yeah.
That was enough stress for me.
Oh.
Awesome.
You.
And all
that was the longest 5 seconds of my life.
You and me both, buddy.
At least you weren't the one doing it, and not everybody was staring at you. While you're pulling out a ring, trying to fucking propose. Okay?
One day, Red Fox, that's going to be you. Reed's gonna get you the ring you always wanted.
If anyone were to have superpowers, I think Danny can literally stop time by doing that.
She's like Hero.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
If she could only do it on command, we'd be good.
That'd be nice.
All right, well, hey, I'm gonna try and get that glass for you for your buddy. I'm gonna really try and do that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna need you to get everyone to write us nice iTunes reviews though, in exchange.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Zune doesn't really have reviews, but I can get my friends to do iTunes reviews.
Yeah, I don't care. No one looks at the Zune marketplace anyway, so probably just as good.
I know 3 people.
Uh-huh. All right.
We know you.
Well, thanks, Red Fox.
All right,
later. Sporkroast.com, everyone. Our friend Red Fox, he came all the way down for the jamhole.com/404, which you can get for $5. You can watch the trailer for free. Pretty epic shit.
You can watch me stop time with my proposal.
You can watch time literally stop. Much like Amham says when Red Fox calls, time just kind of stops.
Yeah.
Wake up, Amham. Wake up! Wake up. A man who cut a child's genitals...
Woot.
Listening now, I bet.
I'm listening.
With a broken supermarket loyalty card.
What?
In a bungled attempt to reduce swelling.
Oh.
Has been sentenced 18 months probation. 23-year-old Ross McBride from Clydebank. This is in Scotland. Glasgow and West Scotland. Give me your best Scottish accent.
Well, this is my Scottish accent. The thing is, like, there's so many different brogues. There's this one that got used in Trainspotting, and you see?
All right, that's terrible.
No, it's not even close.
So, he accidentally... This is amazing. The toddler needed 11 stitches to repair the damage that this 23-year-old gentleman caused.
Awesome.
Was time, like, a factor?
He's autistic. I'm just going to set that... Right here. I don't know if that's neither here nor there, but he admitted using culpable and reckless conduct. Okay. He was in a bad mood when the incident happened because his girlfriend had not bought him a blank.
Rockstar.
Negative. Oh.
Some sort of entertainment video game.
A Valentine's card. You were both completely wrong.
See, I came home with chocolates, Valentine's card, and a Rockstar.
And did
you're not slitting my testicles open.
No, I'm not.
Uh-uh.
Let's just say before it happened, he wasn't getting laid, I think. He really needed something, And you just took it out on some poor kid's balls?
Like, no, that's check not this right. out. So, there was a ball. There was a ball there. He went to go kick the ball hard out of frustration, missed the ball, caught the toddler. Full blast, just douche in the nuts, in the dick and nuts.
What are you doing kicking a ball that close to a toddler? Yeah.
Like, the kid was probably just playing with the ball and he was just like, you didn't give me a card? Right in the fucking toddler's nuts. Just toddler, like, in the ceiling, stuck, blood coming out of his little dick.
Awesome.
That's terrible. When he noticed that the child's penis was red and swollen, you know, when he was checking it out, that's weird, he decided to snap a shop loyalty card and compress it around the injured area. He made, like, a little penis sandwich.
A stent. It was a stent.
That's terrible.
Dick stint.
He then tried to saw at the youngster in a failed attempt to reduce the swelling. Tried to saw?
Trust me, I'm a doctor. No, I'm not a doctor.
Better send a carrot and cut him good. The court heard that when the boy's mother arrived back, the accused told her what had happened, and she took the son to the hospital. So check this out. You know that card you didn't get me? I was just still fuming about that. And your kid was over there bouncing the ball. I said, stop bouncing the ball. He told me to go fuck myself because you weren't there. I kicked the ball, but I missed, and I...
That means every time that these parents go to, like, Dollar General and they pass the card section,
oh man,
they realize that they could have had a kid, or was it there was a kid, so they could have had grandchildren for a dollar. Like, for 50 cents even on, like, discount days.
Which is almost every day at places like that. I mean, shit. He had to... Oh, that's so terrible, too. That, like, right... Your first traumatic experience, and it has to do with your genitals. Like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, my little brother's first traumatic experience was surgery around his dick.
He didn't get kicked in them by an enraged 23-year-old because mom forgot to get him a Valentine's card.
20 years later, he's like, but I got a really good personality.
I know, right? I'm so smart. That's so awful. He was found to have bruising, swelling, cuts to his genitals and thighs. He was operated on, received 10 stitches to one wound and one to another, but has since made a satisfactory recovery. So, good job, buddy boy.
Dude, that
kicked
sucks.
In the nuts. All right, this one kind of hits a little close to home.
All right.
Let's see if you guys can figure out the theme here.
Okay.
It is from our most fucked up state, Florida.
Woohoo!
Oakland Park.
All right.
A man has been arrested after he sexually assaulted his roommate's dog. You know what kind of dog it was?
Chihuahua.
Yes.
I did not know this story for the record.
Yes.
But that just makes it the best.
That's the best, right?
If it's a shag dog, you know, you can big enough, you can hug it. But this one, you're actually holding it like a Chucky doll, you know?
Thomas Bautista, 40, was arrested on a charge of animal cruelty, third-degree felony. Bautista's roommate told detectives he was drunk when he came home, so he told him to go to bed. Hey, you're drunk, go to bed. I'm going to fuck your dog. You're drunk, go to bed. Detective said Bautista told his roommate that he was going outside instead. The roommate's dog, a Chihuahua mix named Mimi.
It's not Coco.
No. I was like, oh my god. Followed him outside. A short time later, the roommate heard Mimi yelp, so he went outside, and that's when he saw Bautista passed out with his pants down and Mimi running away.
Like, oh,
I know
God.
I'm not making this
I know
up.
The dog can't talk, but you should have seen the look in its eyes. It said it wanted
she
it.
She followed me.
Yeah, I mean, man. Why else would it do that?
It was the like dog, jumping like, at my crotch and licking.
The dog ran right to the bathroom and like barked at the owner until it turned the fucking
So the question
thing
is,
on.
If they had had peanut butter on hand, would the dog not have been traumatized for life?
She's trying to wash off its guilt.
Mimi was bleeding, so the roommate called 911 and took the dog to an animal hospital.
You called
911 because your roommate just fucked your dog.
For your dog?
Well, yeah, because you want to also get the police involved.
Of course, because you're gonna embarrass the shit out of this guy. Now he's on the paper. Now the jam hole's talking about him. If you fuck a dog, and especially if you live in Florida, we're gonna talk about it. So trust
Oakland Park.
And then later, of course, he admitted to sexually assaulting Mimi in a long, saucy, sexy police report that we will have Dana read for you all. Oh, I wish I had it.
It's okay. I bought the dog dinner first.
One of the comments here, Florida does not have any laws that prevent this.
Oh, no.
They FYI. Don't, actually.
Take your we don't. Florida.
No, Florida.
Why are you guys so many people moved to Florida?
I'm
it's
sorry
the only place we can live.
To say, fuck. But my home state, Florida, does not have any laws
of course
against
not
bestiality.
Why would we need something like that?
yeah, they don't. They don't at all. And
again, though,
yeah.
I'll say, I know we've said it before, I'm
but
curious.
But they do have laws against animal cruelty, so.
What goes wrong in your life where that's a good idea? That's alcohol, right? That's
I suppose,
a
yeah
drunk.
Yeah.
You don't do that sober, right? I mean,
no,
some people.
I don't personally,
maybe.
But you never. There's no accounting for taste, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes you want spicy, sometimes, you know.
Well, the question, though, is more is this. Is it probably more out of frustration that they can't get a girl, or that they're so bored with girls they gotta spice shit up? You know what I mean? Like,
but then you would just get two girls. Would you get two girls before you went to a different species?
Or maybe
like,
two
I'd
girls
go
in your
from
life.
One to two all the way up to bukkake before I started going different species.
I give you that. At least midgets.
Oh,
first.
Like bukkake's so bad for you.
What?
What?
Spoken like the true victim of a 50-guy gangbang. True.
Well, like, you're gonna... Okay, you're like, oh, I'll go to bukkake before I fucking do an animal, you know, animal fucking thing.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
you like, would try the whole spectrum involving human before you moved on.
But you sounded like you're like, oh, I'll do bukkake before I
maybe
do
orgy
that
would have been the more proper term. Because, yeah, bukkake, I'm talking like you'd have a twosome, a threesome, a foursome, all the way up to, like, just a 50-girl just crazy fucking party. With
maybe
DJ Markley on the ones and twos just playing dub.
You know, he saw the opportunity, he was drunk, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, fuck it, I want to fuck
just,
this dog.
You just need a little teensy.
I'm going to fuck this dog.
Just a little bit.
Just the tip. Okay.
Just the tip, I swear. No, hold on. I swear. This is only going to hurt for a minute.
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
Or you're a dog, though, so it's fine.
You would have been barking anyways.
What do you know about Detroit? What time is it?
1:01.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's. This will be the last story for tonight, then. You know Detroit's just having a fucking hell of a time, right? Just everything's going under. Just
was,
destruction.
Is that the RoboCop thing?
RoboCop,
yeah, RoboCop
is maybe going to try and save the city. A 50-foot-tall statue of RoboCop. Okay. Well, now, apparently... the schools are getting effed, which is, I guess, the next logical step.
Maybe because they're spending all their money on a 50-foot statue of RoboCop.
I don't think that's it.
Okay.
They're not. Sure. That's the internet that raised money for that. You think maybe the internet could have raised money for the schools? We don't give a fuck about the school system. Right. Now, a 50-foot-tall statue of RoboCop, now you're talking my language.
They should use something stupid like that as a front to raise money and then put it towards the school.
Okay, so there's a lot of people in Detroit still. These guys, the state education officials, they've ordered the emergency financial manager for Detroit Public Schools, Robert Bob, to immediately implement a plan that balances the district's books by closing half of its schools.
Jeez.
Right off the bat, you're closing half of the schools.
Dude.
And they actually expect those kids to be redirected to more...
Where?
Packed. Yeah.
The other overpopulated school right down the street where no one gives a shit about the students? Cool. Now give them twice as many students not to give a shit about, right?
That sucks, man.
So how about close half of the churches and maybe...
Better idea.
Direct that, you know...
Much
it just seems
idea.
Like, how about the schools open up a medical marijuana grow and they fund the rest of the city?
Have little kids go out and sell pot cookies.
It'll be really poetic, though, if, like, you know, because of the school shutting down, some of those kids actually band together and steal the RoboCop statue and just, like, one day...
And hold it for ransom and the internet pays the ransom and they open their school back up?
Glorious.
Done and done.
Glorious.
Trademark. We're doing the movie. Awesome.
That'd be great, dude.
District spokesman Steve Wasco says State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mike Flanagan has approved a debit elimination plan created by Bob that includes closing schools, teacher and staff layoffs, and increasing the number of students in a classroom to nearly 60. That's crazy.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
I went to private schools up until 8th grade, and our classes were between 10 to 20 kids. Then I got into public schools, and it was from, like, 20 to 30 to 40 kids, and I was like, whoa.
I went to public schools all the time, so it was...
60 kids? That's like getting to university lecture.
Yeah.
Two plus two, what? In the front, two. Like, that's, no one's going to learn anything.
No. Half the class is just attendance, you know?
Yeah. Man, that's fucked up for sure, though.
It sucks.
Especially when you consider that this is the future, and if our future is not educated, we are so fucked. If we're raising a future that's just going to sit there and pray for something to happen, we are so fucked. Or a future that believes it needs to incite war with the largest Middle East group in order for the rapture to begin so that they can go to heaven. We are so fucked. That's going to happen. And we're going to blame them.
Well, the world's going to end in 2012 anyway, so it's okay.
If this shit happens, it is going to fuck. They're going to make that happen. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Boom.
I'm pretty positive that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like a nuclear fallout because somebody's going to like want to do it.
By doing all of this, this guy states that that will wipe out the district's $327 million deficit by the year 2014. So.
Dude.
Yeah.
I smell bullshit.
I know, right? He's like, and then I'm taking all of that money and I'm out.
Yeah.
This is how you embezzle from the school system. The plan also includes no bus service for a large part of the student population, general cuts to extracurricular activities, and regional principals instead of one in each school. So that's good if, you know, 60 out of 60 kids, you know, 40 of them can't get to school in the first place, then there you go. Kind of fixes itself. Fuck.
So the way they pitch it, it's like, I don't know if you guys grew up with school buses, but the way it really felt was either the buses, either they could afford brakes or shocks, and they went with brakes. So now they're going to be like, all right, well, look, we don't really have money for either, so we're just going to have no brakes or shocks and just teach the kids to tuck and roll out the windows.
There you go.
And there's your money right there.
Well, you're all standing anyway since we had to sell all the seats. I mean,
just hold on to each other.
Yeah, there you go. Buddy system.
I remember down in Florida when I was going to high school and stuff, one of our buses got air shocks for the first time, and I'd never been in anything that had air shocks. Hmm. And I got on the bus, and I seriously threw up 2 minutes after being on the bus, because every time you turn a corner, it was...
Oh, nice.
Like that really weird fucking, like, you're on a boat type thing, but not. Dude, it was weird. It was fucking weird. I don't know. We had the, it was a really,
The short
school
bus?
Was good. No.
Oh.
No.
I swear that's what you were going to say.
Our school was in the ghetto, so we had a lot of money because people felt bad for us because we were in the ghetto. But it was the best high school in the state of Florida for their art department. So there was kids bussed 4 hours to school to get there.
That's
there in the art department.
Crazy. Yeah. You would think you would just homeschool or something.
Nah, kids would like beg to go there and shit and pay the extra money to fucking have the buses take them to that high school for the art department. It was fucking crazy. Because you would get scholarships to Ringling School of Art and Design and shit. Like I did, so.
Wow. Well, good. I hope more stuff like this keeps happening. I hope we continue to pay our sports celebrities hundreds of millions of dollars. Good job, guys. So, yeah, there you go. That's that an episode of the Jam Hole? Feel positive about that?
I sure.
All right, Robbie, thank you.
Yeah,
it's
thank you.
Been fun. Luke? Thank you. Honestly, I didn't think he was going to be able to keep quiet. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you the man, Luke.
Super awesome. Dana, thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone in the chat, thanks for joining us for the live shows. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, write us a review, and rate us. Of course, help us climb those iTunes charts so slow like a geriatric rock climber. And thejamhole.com/poetryvids. Check out the videos from the Poetry Slam. And I got more of those coming. And email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message 406-204-4687. And check out the site, thejamhole.com. Robbie?
Yes.
Do you have a website?
I need to get one. All right. Well, I have your website. Just, go to his jam hole and you got me
That's right.
locked down.
Check him out doing the poetry shit every Sunday.
Hey, yeah.
All right. Later, guys.
You are listening to the jam hole. The jam hole. Thejamhole.com.